When the Pilgrim Nuclear Power Station powers down for the last time tomorrow, a new chapter begins. Over the next few years, workers will move the radioactive fuel into storage, dismantle the plant, and clean up the site. The process is called decommissioning. As WBUR's Barbara Moran reports, a lot of people are worried about safety, cost, and where the plant's nuclear waste will finally end up.
Hi.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Thank you.
When you check in to visit Pilgrim's Reactor, you get nuclear jewelry, a decimeter to wear around your neck. It detects radiation.
Does it turn red if there's a...
It will alarm if there's anything going on at all.
All right.
We won't let that happen to you.
Pilgrim staff monitors radiation exposure because too much can increase your risk of cancer and cause other health problems. A high dose is unlikely today, even though we're about to get up close to the plant's radioactive fuel. We take an elevator up about 8 stories and walk out onto what looks like a factory floor. Joe Lynch is a decommissioning expert with Entergy, the company that owns Pilgrim.
And in a second, we'll be directly over the center of the reactor. We're on top of the shielding material. Reactor is directly below us right now.
To our right is a shimmering pool of water. Deep below the surface sit thousands of spent fuel assemblies that used to power the reactor. Pilgrim has been making power for almost 50 years.
Total number of fuel assemblies from day one till today, including the reactor, 4,114.
Moving and storing this highly radioactive fuel is the critical part of decommissioning. Everyone wants the job done right. If it isn't, a major accident could put thousands of lives at risk. And the waste will be stored at Pilgrim indefinitely.
Plymouth, America's hometown, will be a nuclear waste dump.
Local activist Diane Turco.
No one knows what to do with this waste. No one.
There is a plan for the next few years. After the reactor shuts down for good, workers will move that fuel into the pool to cool off. Later, workers will load the fuel into enormous barrels for storage. The barrels are called dry casks. Pilgrims are made by a company called Holtec International. One of its specialties is spent nuclear fuel. And with nuclear power plants closing across the U.S., Holtec's New Jersey factory is humming.
All right, we'll start off in Bay 5 and then work our way over.
Alan Hickman is the company's vice president of manufacturing. He walks over to a steel container that will store spent nuclear fuel. It's 20 feet tall and looks like a giant soup can.
Can I touch it?
Yes, you can touch it. It's not going to hurt you.
The inch-thick steel is just the outer layer. Inside, a thick concrete donut will encircle another steel can. A smaller container in the middle will hold the radioactive waste.
It seems kind of low-tech.
Well, yeah. That's the beauty of it. But what a lot of people don't realize is the amount of engineering, design, and analysis that went into licensing this with the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. It had to go through all kinds of different scenarios, being struck by a projectile, a plane crashing into it, a seismic event.
So you feel pretty good about these things?
Oh, yeah.
Not everyone shares Hickman's confidence.
What happens if a crack emerges?
Sean Mullen lives in Plymouth and chairs the Citizens Advisory Panel for Decommissioning Pilgrim.
It is on the ocean, and there is a lot of salt in the air, and there's a lot of other things that could deteriorate it. Well, the only answer they have today is they're going to seal it in another cask on the outside of it.
Holtec wants to buy Pilgrim and do the whole decommissioning, put the fuel into storage, dismantle the plant, and clean up most of the site in about 8 years. That sounds a lot better than the 60 years proposed by current owner, Entergy. But Holtec has never fully decommissioned a plant, and that worries Mullen.
I think, like any other process, you know, you do it 5, 6, 8 times. You're a little better than the ninth than you were the first. I don't like the fact that Holtec are going to learn how to shave on our beard, and that's what's about to happen.
Holtec also wants to buy a nuclear plant in New York and build a storage site in New Mexico, where it hopes to one day ship spent fuel from Pilgrim and other plants. Critics say all this expansion is stretching Holtec thin. In April, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission issued 2 safety violations against the company related to its work at a plant in California. Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey has requested a hearing with federal regulators before they approve Pilgrim's sale to Holtec.
What we want is for closure to be done safely. We want the site cleaned up, and we need to make sure that there's enough money there to make that happen well.
Pilgrim's owner will get a $1 billion trust fund to pay for the decommissioning. But Healy points out that other nuclear plants, like Connecticut Yankee and Yankee Row, cost a lot more to clean up than expected.
We also think that Holtec is seriously underestimating what it's going to cost to get this done. And at the end of the day, if Holtec begins this project and doesn't have the money to finish it, it's going to be the state, our residents, and taxpayers that are going to be on the hook, and we want to make sure that doesn't happen.
Holtec spokeswoman Joy Russell says the company's estimate is conservative and that federal regulators will enforce the cleanup.
Holtec is on the hook for the decommissioning. There's no way to just pull up stake and run away.
Outside Pilgrim, Entergy's Joe Lynch walks from the reactor building to a concrete platform where decades of spent fuel already sits in huge containers.
Oh, these are them.
Yep. We have 17 loaded casks currently on the pad. We're going to need a total of 61 for all the fuel.
The casks tower overhead, lined up like a gray industrial Stonehenge. Eventually, they'll all sit on higher ground at a new site more secure from rising seas and protected by armed guards.
They serve the purpose, but the ultimate solution is to get them off the site so that we can completely decommission these sites and make them available for reuse.
Holtec says it could remove the fuel by 2062 if there's somewhere to put it. And Congress is talking again about a national repository for nuclear waste. But for now, the giant casks will stay in Plymouth, a silent monument to the nuclear age. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Barbara Moran.